August 31st is the International Day for People of African Descent. Mucho Radio would like to present Lynn Jones's call to the Canadian government at the Halifax Black Summit Declaration.
We are from the African continent, the birthplace of all humanity, Mother Africa. We pay honor to our ancestors whose sacrifices and struggles brought us to life. We stand on their shoulders and are cradled in their hands. We gather in African Nova Scotia. In over 400 years of Black presence, we have resisted, built, and fought for freedom. In 50 plus communities across this province, we have built churches, schools, and families. From the railway porters and the number 2 construction battalion, from the African United Baptist Church, to inventing the slapshot. From strength to strength, we have persisted, created, remembered, and marched forward. We are here. All policies addressing anti-Black racism must take into account a gender lens that recognizes the specific exclusions and challenges affecting women and gender sexuality diverse people of African descent. We must have meaningful social and justice-related policies addressing gender violence, domestic violence, and hate crimes against LGBTQ, 2S plus, people of African descent. All levels of government must invest in affordable and quality housing. I repeat, all levels of government. With accessible pathways to home ownership, development of cooperative housing, community land trusts, rent control, and protection for Black tenants. We also call on municipal and provincial governments to recognize the historic contributions and precious heritage of Black neighborhoods across this country, and to enact policies that safeguard them from demolition and destruction. And then immigrants and refugees, particularly those of African descent, who are acutely exposed to racism, must have adequate support in finding accommodation. My people, I say this to you.